Okay, so let me just start off by saying anybody who's on the job hunt right now, I completely understand what you're going through, and I get there's unemployment, but I do feel like in order to help us do the job search, you know what? I'm gonna say this first. Well, I'm gonna say the second. I get it, you're trying, and these HR people are playing games because maybe they tired of wasting their time, and you got the actual employers who are tired of you wasting their time, or certain folks wasting their time. But let me just say this. I bet you people get real good with their employment, with unemployment, if we had something that could like link our Indeed Snagajob to the government that says we have sent X, Y, and Z applications, did not get hear back from them, and we actually fit the qualifications for this job. These people said they will reach out to me. I haven't heard anything from them since. I actually qualify for this job, and they have not gotten back to me. I am still not working because I've spoken with somebody. It took a week to get back with me. Then it took a week to set up the interview. It took them a week to get my background check. It took them another week to set up my orientation. It then took them a week to get stuff straightened, stuff organized at the job. I feel like if the place was held accountable and we can also show like, hey, we are actively looking, that's why I'm still unemployed. I bet if the government would pay people, basically pay the person to pay them more unemployment while they wait for these jobs to quit playing games, I guarantee you these people would be like, oh, you apply? Hold up, hold up, hold up. All right, look, come in today. Let us know. Okay, give us some references just so we could just verify that you used to work here. Bring a business card or something from that place. Yada, yada, yada. If they really start getting held accountable for wasting people's time, yeah, it'll be completely different. All right, saying all that to say, I went without a job for like a month and I didn't really stress about it, mainly because I saved my money really well. But there are some people who can't afford to save money. There are some people who can't just quit a job. Luckily, I was blessed enough to be able to do that. But, you know, not everybody can just simply do that. I will say, I thought I was the only person feeling this way. And sometimes I'm such a person who loves to take accountability. It's just gotten to the point where it's like, you know, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I didn't look for a job hard enough. Maybe I didn't do enough research on a job. But y'all play these mind game questions with interviewing. But let me go back to the whole interview process with me. So with me, I kind of feel like this is how I am. I need a job. I qualify for this job. Let me apply. I qualify for this job. Let me apply. Okay, I get you're not gonna get back to me because no telling who else got the simple outlook that I have. But then to make it seem like you're urgently hiring, and then to have a job just posted up, and then you're using these things where if your resume does not detail this, and this, you're automatically out. And I guess you want the perfect person for the role, but I feel like we realize that there's no such thing as a perfect person. I mean, we have that, but at the same time, it's like one person missing. I mean, you learn that from the music industry, where this person has what this person have. Like, well, this person may have the voice, this person's a little easy on the eyes, while this person has a year of experience, this person and a bachelor's degree, this person got 10 years of experience and no bachelor's degree. So you it's possible to find that. However, what you're willing to pay somebody, and I don't understand the whole pay scale of things. I get it. Everybody's trying to pinch a penny. Everybody's trying to get the best person for the lowest pay possible, because I get that side of it. And then everybody and their mama will apply, and then everybody and their mama will be trying to waste your time. Which, if you let me tell it, I feel like people don't really waste time. I feel like people go into it like the same way you can easily fire me, I can easily quit. The same way you can half train me, I can half work. So it's one of those things where I think the employer has realized, oh dang, they done caught on that we can't just waste their time anymore. They can actually waste our time. And while as most people feel like, uh-oh, we got another one, y'all. Somebody we got very qualified and they was willing to work for a low wage. Most of the times, look, they need a job, and honestly, they need something to get them to the next step, which in all honestly and truly, I think people do want to work. I'm not one of those people who feel like, oh, there's lazy people. I feel like there's some people just don't have a high tolerance for foolishness. Like, really think about it. You really think people want to go somewhere where they knowingly are going to get cursed out by something that's not their fault? Do you really think people want to just sign up for something like that? And then some people probably say, well, that's all that's left. You know, get it. Now, there are some people who just simply don't want to work and would rather get it. It's easy to just steal from somebody and risk your life because, I mean, I could die because I'm not working, or I could die because I'm trying to steal something. I mean, I feel like their outlook on life is pick your poison. I'm going to die either way. So, whatever. Oh, Mark, that's such a dark turn. I do apologize. But let me just say that whenever I start with interviews, I do that little horrible search of trying to research the company, which is so pointless because you never really know a company. Nobody actually puts on their website, our accountants here, we do this specifically. They don't do that. I guess you get a little bit of information about the company, but it's like, oh, so what you know about our company? I mean, let's just say this, you're a construction company. So, you know, common sense to tell me you deal with construction. You deal with building materials, you sell, you know, cleaning materials, you sell, you know, appliances, you sell machinery. You just closed a big deal with this person. I guess it's impressive, like, oh, they really looked us up. And it's like, well, they apply to us and they need a job. So I guess they want to know what they're dealing with. And sometimes it's just common sense. You apply to a construction company. Why you want kudos for that? So the job search in itself is so ridiculous. Man, I remember when I was young, they say, man, you get a degree, you already making $6,000 a year. Maybe there was a stretch and a reach for some people. But in the technical sense, you are not guaranteed that unless you had an amazing internship and unless you have the hookup connections. And let's not sleep on nepotism because we could talk noise about it all day. But let me be running a company. Oh, the whole family getting put on. You lazy. You know how to work a 911? Be my security. You know how to run your mouth and you don't mind getting somebody together? You work in the front desk. So you know how to hold a conversation. You very optimistic, a people person, and you're a flirt. You're going to be sales. Oh, you messy? You're going to be my lawyer. So I don't like how when I was doing my job search, I'm going through don't qualify for, or knowing that because you don't have this key thing on your resume. One thing I learned from TikTok is this whole job search is becoming so doggone immature to me. Like, I get you want ideally this candidate, and you can find the right person, but I just feel like, you know, you're kind of exiting out in great town. Like, for example, I'm not a people person. I can care less, but I'm willing to come in at 7 and leave at 12. People could say, well, that's kind of crazy for you to do that. But you do want people who are willing to do that. You probably can't find a perfect person, but that perfect person is like, oh, I'm only doing 8-hour shifts. You will not get in on my personal time, which is respectful, but, you know, no job is going to have a perfect 8-hour day. And honestly, that can rub people the wrong way if we all doing something team building and everybody is staying to make sure this project get done. But you're like, well, if it wasn't done in 8 hours, that now no longer concerns me. And then you got some people who are great, but they have a bad attitude, or some people who know how to lead, but they talk to people crazy. And while you don't want to focus too much on negative with people, like, because, I mean, sometimes I tend to do that, but I mean, I don't anymore. Like, job search really has gotten to the point where it's like y'all trying so hard to avoid picking the wrong person, to where y'all don't understand that some things what we lack in, we are crazy and amazing at other things. I'll say, for example, when we used to be busy doing work, I was good at just typicus, I need you to do this. Go do this. Go do that. And I'd be, yes, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Please, that's not nothing to joke about. It just popped in my head because as I was saying, go do this, it just made me think of that. Just London, hopefully, made you laugh. If I offended you, my bad. There's nothing to joke about, seriously. Like, okay, my bad. If there's nothing joking about, I shouldn't have did it. I'm sorry. All right, boom. So, just saying all that to say, you you got somebody who could come in and just take order instead of somebody who come in and then tries to challenge you in leadership, or people trying to undermine you in the midst of somebody else's leadership. And while you don't understand, like, you try to basically prey on the desperate to where it's like, well, I need a job, because a job that I did end up getting was because I need a job. It's not time to be picky. And the thing is, when you do get picky, like this era I'm in now with myself, I mean, I can't afford to be picky, because I don't even have anything leveraged on my resume to where it's like, I can say, oh, I'm going here, I'm going here, I'm going here. Because if you really see what people want to do with their lives in their career field, if they could just start right there at the dream job, they would, but they know they can't. However, in the midst of trying to get to that dream job, they don't want to be messed over, even though it's, I guess it's just a part of the universe, or this specific universe right now. But, you know, preparing, getting the interview, that's great. But then you get these trick questions like, you know, is this the only place you're looking to get hired at? And if you answer that wrong, it's like, well, he's not only looking to work here, so chances are we may not, you know, hire him because he's not solely focused on this job. And I don't know what to tell you. I'm not about to say all my ducks are in, all my eggs are in this one basket. Like, that's stupid. And you even as the hiring person, why are you trying to use all this stuff against me? When I get hired, you're probably going to be saying, I would never just apply at one job. But the one thing that you would never do is the one thing that got me this job. So what the heck are you even talking about? So in the interview, you already nervous. You know they nervous. I tend to not get that nervous during interviews anymore, because I've kind of accepted that this, while the interview is not a waste of time, it is, I will say this, not that it's a waste of time, but depending on what you're asking me, it is a waste of time. Like, interview me about, okay, we do this here. How do you feel about that? We work like this. What is your work reference? Instead of you're trying to quiz me on, I don't know, just quiz me on not even personality. You're quizzing me on things that are like, it don't even happen here. How do you handle pressure? Then when I get that, there's no pressure at all. How do you handle, you know, somebody was to come in here acting berserk? What would you do? And it's like, how often do people come in here acting berserk? I remember when I was in high school, you try to go fit. I'm sorry. I could not find a job because I was not about to take a lot of those personality quizzes. I did for McDonald's. Thankfully, I got selected. But honestly and truthfully, a lot of those personality quizzes were like horrible. And they were long as crap. Like, do you strongly disagree? Strongly agree? How do you feel about... Because I know one thing that's quoted is, how would you feel if one of your coworkers came in sad? That's none of my business. And it's not to joke, and it's not to be funny about. Honestly, it's none of my business. And you, me working at the front, somebody come in sad, how'd you feel while a customer's ordering? Oh, we got a long line. I say, hold on, let me be what I did on my personality test. Just a second, ma'am. Let me go check on my coworker, because on the personality test, I have to go check on my coworker who's upset. I overhear people talking about another person. Should I go report it to the manager or not? You know what? I just heard these two people talking about so-and-so. Let me call them in the office with me. I'm telling on YouTube because they were talking about this person and this person. I really think you should handle this manager. And it's like, y'all need to understand, I mind my business. And then even, like, yeah, gossip happens, but that has nothing to do with this burger I'm flipping. Like, it doesn't. And not only going into, like, the personality crap about a job, you got the orientation that is so outdated sometimes. You got the orientation that, honestly and truthfully, it's like, what is the point of this sometimes? Like, I guess you get a good understanding of the job, but it's never really anything to the point to where you're like, wow, you know what? I do like when they pay attention to key things in the handbook, like, you know, uniform, how to tell, you know, how to report certain things, realistic reporting, not just how to tell on somebody you don't get along with, but realistic reporting. Like, my manager done changed the schedule again. Y'all said, if you're going to be late, call so you don't get in trouble. I called, nobody answered. I called. They said it was fine, but it wasn't communicated to you. I call, and then I'm still getting fired because I'm late again. And I'm not saying that you want to deal with somebody like that, but these are y'all procedures. I followed it, and I'm still getting in trouble. You got somebody with a personal vendetta against, I guess, just the employees in general because everybody else been messing over them. That has nothing to do with me. And also realizing that while I do respect and appreciate the fact that you gave me this job is not my life. And while it helps my life, it's not my life. Like, people feel like, you know, yes, you sign up for a job and you know what all that comes with it, but sometimes even I'm fair enough to understand that some things just trump me coming in today. Now, I'm talking about in a realistic, I get people take advantage. I'm not going to speak on every POV point of view of people calling out. However, while it is a big issue, I don't know how else to solve it. You don't know how to solve it because they keep doing it to you. However, please understand that while you're trying to force people into feeling like this job is my life, this job is everything, and you understand that while the job is, you know, their livelihood, you need to understand that while it is their livelihood, it's not their life. And I feel like maybe people who actually have a passion for something, maybe it hits a little different. Because the only thing I think about when it comes to passion are those who, like, you know, sports players, you know, people who make music. I'm going to say this. Anything where they committed 10 plus years to, and it's out of pure passion. Not people just something they're trying out or just something to make money off of easily, or they're just paying other people to do it and they put their face on it. And no, I'm just simply saying because people get an idea of, oh, are you talking about X, Y, and Z? No, because that could be me, for example, meaning I just sit up and talk and I pay everybody else to really make my script for my podcast, or I pay people to do the editing for my podcast, or actually have somebody else speak and then I just listen to it and then just say what they say. Not saying that that's possible. I know people that do, but I'm just saying, like, for those people who just have a passion for something, I don't know why I even got off on there over-explaining myself. I guess I just really don't want to get cussed out, because watching TikTok, it's like people just saying their point of view on things, and then people are coming and just say, basically just destroy how they feel about something. And it's like, you can't just listen to somebody state their opinion and just be like, oh, that's how you feel? Okay. It's, let me tell you why that's a stupid idea. Nah, it don't even need to be like that. And then I know I'm just speaking from my ideal perspective about the hiring and all that process, but it does kind of make you wonder, like, are y'all really making the hiring process this difficult? But on the flip side of things, it's like, no, they made it difficult. They put in the application. I sent them an email and called them an hour later. Never got back to me. Okay, I set them up to come in for an interview. They never showed up. Did they background check? They said it would be fine. So I decided to let them start working. Come to find out, the background check wasn't great. So now that's a waste of time and money. I let them start. I'm thinking they actually care for the job. Came in the first day, wasn't feeling it, never showed up again. Somebody quit mid-shift. Somebody got pulled at the last minute to another doggone job. Somebody lied on the resume. So it's pros and cons on both ends. I'm just speaking from the employee perspective, because I've never been someone who did the hiring. Don't want to be, actually. Because you let me tell it, you come in there with a good smile, and I mean, I just feel like, well, I mean, we could hire somebody else, right? But who wants to go through all that hiring and firing and whole awkward process? See, you won't respect the game until you actually have to actually fire somebody or suspend somebody. So I could sit up here on my milk crate and just be like, let me tell you how they doing everything wrong. So that being said, I respect HR. I respect employees trying to get a job, or the unemployed trying to find a job. You know, if it was up to me, I really wish we could actually get like maybe a day-to-day update if the application was viewed. And we talking viewed and actually being selected, not a application view. But I mean, they could have just been going through, just clicking through like, hey, graduated, don't see the thingy. And I mean, it was few, but this is how I was not selected. Some do, but they be so outdated, because I was applying for jobs in late October, November, and I just in January was not selected for this role was filled. And I was like, really? You really think I need to get an email telling me that I was not selected? You really think I was sitting waiting and banking on this one interview? Are you serious? Which is why I feel like that question of did you only apply here is a joke, because look how y'all play games. Anyway, saying all that to say, this whole job market is hard on both sides. Difficult on both sides. Respect it. Try your best to get all the tips you can. Use my perfect resume, because it did all that typing for me. Use a recruiter like I did. Have your answers ready. I really wish I could shout out some TikTok people who helped me in my job search. And you know, people say you don't have to put in a 2 weeks notice, but I'll say I would recommend if you can, because one job I did not leave with the most graciously, because I feel like I was wasting that time and the writings were on the wall. So I feel like while I didn't go out cussing everybody out, but I left abruptly, and I'm pretty sure to them it was abrupt, but it was like, well, it was going to happen sooner or later. To me, it's like it has to happen now, because like I'm wasting their time, I'm wasting my time, and this is not worth it. And I mean, one advice I gave to a girl named Jade at Chick-fil-A, shout out to her, where I said, you are young, you are beautiful, and you should not be wasting your youth and your happiness here. You should, like, you're young, and like, I'm not saying that you gotta be beautiful to get this advice, but you are a young person who, real talk, you are 18. Do not let no job stress you out at 18. Like, you should not be coming into work feeling like, oh my goodness, like, I gotta be here. Nah. Especially when people got real, like, there are some 18-year-olds who got real stuff to go home to, and they come to their job to deal with more foolishness. Nah. Ain't no time for that. So with that being said, hope you find a job real soon and be willing to sacrifice. Take 5 steps back to take 10 steps forward. So with that being said, good morning, good evening, and good night.